Okay, recording is on. Okay, yes. It may take a little bit of because I'll be a little slow. Okay, we're good. All right, so it's good to see you. I know Philip said that he couldn't make it today. I haven't heard from Stephen or Martin. Those are the folks that have been really active. Yep. Stephen and I this week actually worked on his Markdown utility for creating ALPS documents. He made quite a lot of progress. We won't get a chance to talk about it today because he's not here, but I'm actually very encouraged by what he's working on. So we can see how that goes. I thought what I would do, if it's okay, I'm going to make my screen here. So I have a few things I would say about the specification that we talked about last week.
Yep.
And show those. And then I was going to ask about hosting, but that's also Stephen, I think. Has he talked to you about hosting at all? The schema hosting?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then there's a couple other things that I thought I'd mention. But okay, so for starters, I worked on three specification items.
Yeah.
And I thought I would show each of them that I committed, because I would like some feedback.
Yeah.
So the first one is I put in the content type.
Yeah.
We've talked about that. Philip's been talking about that for a long time. So content type is now part of the specification.
All right.
So I made just a new entry into the content type element. And then there's also, okay. I don't have the compare up here. Where is the compare? Here it is.
Yeah.
Oh no, this is the merge.
Wait.
No. Okay, so I'm not gonna force us to keep looking at this backwards. So the content type is now in the system so that you can use content type instead of format if you want.
Right.
Oh. Okay.
So I should update our schemas.
Yes. So that's a new element in the list. Let me see if I can go back to the HTML version of this, the spec. Because the spec is a little bit crazy. Draft 6. We'll do the text version. That'll work. So now there is a content type.
All right.
So you can update the schema. And the content type is a little bit fiddly. I'm curious how you want to approach this from the schema perspective. I can find the, I'll find the text here. Missed it. Yeah. So I mentioned that it's basically for media types like text plain or application JSON or application XML. So the content type and format sort of solve the same problem, right? So this paragraph in particular, I'll be curious to see what you think of it in terms of writing a schema. Because basically it says, when both of them exist, parsers should use content type.
It's like a normal your internet document.
Yes. And if both of them exist, you should use content type. If content format doesn't exist, you use content type. If content type doesn't exist, you use format. If nothing exists, then you're like text plain, right? So hopefully it should be okay, but I'll be curious to see if it affects you at all. Like, I don't know what you're gonna, neither one of them are required, right? So I think it's just another member of your schema, I think.
This is just optional.
Yeah. And I think it'll affect more people like Philip and others who have to sort of decide which one to use when.
Right.
And if both of them exist and they might conflict in some way, it's going to be a little dangerous. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. So that was content type. Also, there's a thing that we've been talking about for a long time about documentation.
Yeah.
About the doc element. So yeah. I added for the doc element,
yeah.
This note here. Right? The so XML should always have C data.
Oh, right.
And the doc element must be treated as a string. That was the thing that we talked about last time, right?
Yeah, okay.
And then I updated the examples to actually include the C data all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
In the XML versions.
Ah, got it.
Yeah. And again, I don't think that doesn't matter for you, does it?
No, I think it's okay.
Yeah, because it's only for XML.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the last item that I did was tag. We talked about tag.
Yeah, yeah.
So get down here to the bottom, name, rel, RT, tag. Mm-mm. So it's the thing we talked about, which is the private characters for parsers. Mm-hmm. And tag can be on descriptors and docs and EXTs and links. So its tag can appear in almost everywhere. Mm-hmm. I did include an example. So you could tag a doc or you could tag a descriptor. And you could tag a link too, but so I included a JSON example as well. So that's another change in the schema. Mm-hmm. And tag is optional.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. So those are the only changes. What's that?
Is there an example for the content type?
I did not write an example. I should, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. That's good. Okay, so I'll make a note of that. Mm-mm. Okay. I can't remember which one of these is content. I think 88 is content type, but I'll just say here, write example for content type. Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that this week and make sure. Good idea. Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, so that's it for me on the specification. Were there any other things specification-wise that you wanted addressed at this point?
Can I see the tag again, please?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Example. Yeah. Let me change back to tag. Give me a minute. The text document is hard to navigate, so. Okay. Mm-mm. And then let me switch to full view.
Yeah. The third party design for the first. Yeah. So is there a place for the define the what tag means? Can I see the example for the tag?
Yeah.
Like okay, here you set a profile, and is there any place for the definition of the profile?
No. So there is no. If you want, so these words inside the tag, there's no way, there's no example of like a registry of values because they were thought to be private.
Right.
So, name and is like, or rel is the one that's sort of like the shared public values.
Yeah.
And they could be individual words or URLs. And name and tag is thought to be non-shared private values.
Right, right.
Yeah, but so there's a registry for rel, right?
Yeah.
But there's not a registry for tags. The idea was that we didn't need to. Do you think we need to think about a registry?
I think, if I have a definition for the tags in somewhere, mm-hmm. so if the ARPS document can link it, I think that's enough.
So the registry, would it just be like a document or do we think we have to have a shared registry where all of the tags go?
No, I don't think so. It should be all right for the private.
Okay.
But if I have a document for the definition of the tag, my private tags, maybe I want to link from the ARPS document to the definition over the tags.
Okay, so should provide a document that defines the meaning of tag values.
Yeah.
And so where do we indicate that? Should that be a link item?
Yeah,
like there's a maybe. Link, a link to the document that has the tag values.
Yeah.
So that would actually be something like link with a rel equals tag or something like that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense. Like more like a tag, tag info, no, tag docs. I don't know. But because it's not a link to the tags, it's like a link to the tag documentation.
Right.
Yeah. So should have a, like a more tag docs or tag. Yeah.
So I'll do it in XML because it's fast for me. But yeah, it would be something like this.
Yeah.
And you might even have title, definitions of tag values for this document.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, it's very good. It's very self-descriptive and
okay.
Yeah, so no way to have a no link, because if when I have the definition of the definition of the tag somewhere, I want to link. I want to point from ARPS document.
So, do you want a link for every individual tag or just a link for the definition list?
Definition list.
Yes. Okay. Mm. And so this link that I just put in here should appear at the top, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna add that. That's a very good idea.
Yeah. So we don't need to explain each word and this profile means somewhere blah 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 to me. No.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good idea. That's different than the def, right? Because the def is actually the IRI about the ID, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just saying, here's the documentation for tags. You should include a document, right?
Yeah.
We don't need to worry about saying what the format that document's in or anything like that. Just
because for the human,
human readable, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good addition. That's very good. I like this.
Yeah, so, because tag could be a very private, right?
Yeah.
So it's not, it's like a characteristic. It's different from the other element, not like a def or definition, not like a public definition. It's like a more private explanation, not definition, it's more private explanation.
Yeah, and it might even be tags might actually be tied to utilities. Like ASD may have a series of tags that it sort of looks for, or the ALP CLI has a series of tags. So they may even be driven by the utility you're using. So they might be driven by the domain. Mm-mm. They might be driven by the utility you're using, or the parser, or so on and so forth. So we want to give people freedom to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I like this. I will add that. Mm-mm. And what I might do, I think that rel value tag doc is fine. There are some other values that are registered that I'll take a look at, and I might do something on the mailing list in case we think that you might use something other than tag doc, but because I'd like to use a publicly defined rel if I can.
Mm-mm-mm.
Right.
Yes.
But if not, we'll just create our own and deal with it. People do it all the time. So
yeah.
HTML does it this way all the time, right? They just define their own rel values. So that's good. That's good. So I'll use an example for the content type, and I'll make sure to add this extra should provide a human readable document, right? Human readable, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. Very good. Okay, I have to spell correctly, but I'll get better at this.
Yeah, this idea comes from your book, Reading Today.
Oh, yeah? That's very good.
Because that's the API. Yeah. Only root, nothing else. You just tell the people the only top domain level, and then other all documents should be linked from the root. So let's we embrace that REST principle in your ARPS.
Yep. I like what you posted today about the 1, 2, 3, 4, like these basic learnings. It was very good.
Because we did that today, four sections in one day, just to look back for the 1 year, to just for one day today. And so I very condensed the
very good. Sentences.
Yes.
I thought that was such a nice summary of the key learnings, right? That was very good.
So today, so everybody enjoyed today's meeting, online meeting, very much so.
Very good, very good. Okay, so those are the specification changes that I have. I'll go ahead and make these updates.
Yeah.
I'll try to do that today or tomorrow and then post them again.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty good. Are there any other specification items that are on your mind also?
No, I don't think so.
I think that's fine for now.
Yeah,
I think we're getting to the point where it's pretty stable. The ones that are left in the list are a lot of sort of speculative ones. Some of them gotten kind of stale, but I'm very pleased with our progress over the last several months. It's been very positive. Been very good.
I think we could share the very goals. Very specific goals. We can share the goals and how to approach is very. Yeah, and we can have some more harmony.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So the next thing then on my list would be the schema hosting.
Yeah. Yes.
So have you had any chance to talk to Stephen at all about this?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I'm not a blocker. I'm not in the way.
Right.
So that, and you and Stephen can work out however you want to do that.
Yeah.
Hosting is fine with me. I trust you.
Right.
And I know it's important to have some public endpoints. I want to get to that point where there are stable addresses that you can use for your schemas.
Right. Maybe I should need to talk to Stephen directly.
So
I will do that.
Do you have his email?
Oh, no.
Okay. I will send it to you.
Yeah.
And you guys can talk together.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Very good. Now, I wanted to mention, I discovered this a while ago.
Yeah.
There is a Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
For Alps.
Yes. I saw that.
But it needs much love.
Yeah,
it's not really very good.
Yeah,
I thought it's probably not a good idea for me to edit because so much is in my head.
Yeah,
but I'm looking for someone else who might volunteer to edit. Have you ever done any editing in Wikipedia?
No experience.
Yeah, I have an account and I've contributed some minor things. I'll put a call out on the list again because I would love to enrich this entry to help people. There's good comments about like making it more clear because it's very terse. It's very small.
All right.
So I'll go ahead and I'll just do something on the list. It's been there for quite a while.
Yeah.
Turns out I think 2017 or something.
All right.
So here it is 2021.
Yeah.
So I'll put something else on the list and
see. I have one idea. And what about you write some blog post again now about the Alps? The aim of the blog posting is like to tell the people what is the Alps more simply, not like a definition like RFC.
Yeah.
Just like talk to the people and. Mm-hmm. Some use case, or where we are heading to, or some futuristic, or IETF, some planning, or something, current status. And then some will see the blog post and then they will have their word. What about that?
Okay, that's a good idea. I'll try to aim to do that before the end of the month. I can't do it this week, maybe next week. But that's a good idea.
I could translate to Japanese.
Okay. Didn't, oh, wait a minute. I should be first translating yours.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. It's okay. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'll take a look at that again.
Yeah.
Because you were very kind to share. So I should honor that. Yeah. It was very good. Because that's a very good piece. That's a very good piece.
Because now we have a, like a very public and how can I say, very official definition, RFC. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or a very private conversation, like a meeting, like here.
Yeah.
And maybe we need to have some middle.
Mm-hmm.
Not so official, but not so chatting, like
yes.
something middle, yeah.
So yeah, in the middle. I like it very much. I like it. I like the idea. I would like to get Spring Pivotal people involved because they use ALPS in their tooling and get them to talk about how they use it. But so far they haven't. They've been pretty busy, so they haven't done that yet. But maybe we can get them to talk a little about it too. Because then that's somebody else. That's a much broader audience.
Yeah.
Because many people use Pivotal tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's another possibility too. So it's good. I like that. Okay. So do you have anything to talk about on ASD today?
No, just a random thought. Yes, there is. But there's no something like that. But just some ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Here, let me do this.
Yeah, so ASD, and I talked with my friend and some planning to extend the more functionality. The one idea is tag.
Ah.
Right? Tags.
Yeah.
Yes. And then, so how, like, you know the Rest Box coffee shop?
Yes. Rest Box. Yes.
Very famous example.
Yes.
So for example, and about the Rest Box, so we have like a two use case, like one is a barista, one is the consumer, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, so maybe we can tag the two use case, barista tag, or the consumer case, right? Consumer tag.
Huh.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
Makes sense? Yeah, yeah. So because the two different point of view, two different application state transition, right? Completely different, but same application, same domain, but different view, right? And then we can put the tags, right?
Yeah.
And then so in ASD, maybe so like I want to have only the state transition for the barista sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And some for the only for the consumer.
Yeah.
So we can have one AS ARPUS file that are two use case and the state machine from one Rest Box. So that's my idea. Yes.
Interesting. So what is, so that I like this idea, this thinking of like different views, right?
Yeah, 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 in one domain.
What is the advantage of doing it in a single ALPS document and not two documents?
Because this should have some discussion. And I always think like, and which is better, this is better. Yeah. And before I make many small JSONs and then connecting, right?
Yeah.
And I did like that. But recently I use one big, one JSON or one XML, because for the editor improvement and going back and more easier.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. For my tools, ASD tools, supports both target, single file or multiple profile. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I need to mention about this. ARPS should have like a more definition about the multiple files.
Yes.
Right? So currently, my implementation is like abc.js, and sharp and element, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But I think JSON schema has different some file name slash or sharp or something like that.
Yeah.
Different. And then and I found no definition in RFC. So if you want to include, if you want to point the some element in another format, another files. So I think we need it.
Yeah, so XML has include, right?
There's an
advanced element.
Yes.
XML actually has two, right? There's one that's include and one there they have, I don't quite remember the relationship. But they have something formalized in the XML info set for this idea.
Right.
But JSON schema doesn't have this. Does JSON schema have some kind of include?
Yeah, yes, there is. So
dollar include or something?
Yeah, maybe we should follow the same rule. And anyway, we need to the mention in the document.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise, I implement this. Yeah.
So I'm going to just add to this here about we need some form of include for multiple files, right? That's kind of the idea, right?
Right.
This might be an issue that if you want to sort of book a new issue just for us to start talking about.
Yeah.
I definitely think we're at the point where we need to start dealing with that issue, right? That starts to extend it. So that's sort of like a side conversation to the tag issue. I got you started on this.
Yeah.
So we definitely can do this because I know Mark Foster and I, Mark wanted to definitely have this idea of including files.
Right.
There are some challenges on unique IDs and including files.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the thing is, you don't really know what you're including at some point. So we need to figure that out, but we'll deal with that. But I want to go back to this idea about tags and your idea of sort of creating views, which I find really interesting.
Yeah.
So the idea might be that I have a very large document that actually has multiple state machines in it.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And you could use the tag to sort of find them, right?
Yes. Just to the filters.
Yes, they're filters. Yes, exactly. So so if I rendered the whole document, so wait a minute, stop. So if I want to render just the barista workflow, right? The state machine, there would be some value I would use in ASD, right? I would say just the barista or something like that. Is that the idea?
Yeah.
I would add some filter to the call or something like that.
Yes.
Would I also be able to render the whole picture still?
Yes.
And would that whole picture automatically just have all of the baristas here and all of the consumer here? Or would it just sort of just mix them
just
together?
Mixed.
Okay.
Yeah. But I want to see like a barista is a red, like a consumer is a blue. Four documents like that.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, so we can express the application state more with structures.
So say that like structures. Like, what do you mean, like with structures?
So the rest box was constructed by two points of the view.
Uh huh.
Barista and the consumers.
Right.
Red is consumers. Barista is blue or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I definitely would like to see this very much. So this is really just your way of thinking about how you can use some of these features, right? Yeah.
So, but this is one example for the tag.
Yeah.
Like a tag as a role. Tag as a filter can have more ideas. Like, what about milestones? So we created the three state in the next 2 weeks, right?
Okay.
And the project, so the stakeholders, so all staff want to share what do we make, what do we deal with that. So what do application state we deal, right? So maybe I tag like a milestone 12 or something.
Okay.
And then maybe I can filter only milestone 12. And then so this was done, something like that. This is not for the domain. This is for the creative work.
Yeah. So now it's, I'm using the tags to say, look, I'm working on this iteration. Mm. So give me all of the renderings, all of the state machine elements for restaurant 12, right? Or something, right? Mm-hmm. This is the idea, right? Yep. So now I know every day I can just focus on the ones that belong to me. Like So that's my project. Okay. Interesting. Very good.
To give the people for the which state should be focused right now or something.
Yes.
Just like a separation, this and this and different.
So as it gets larger and larger, I want this way to filter out the things so that I only talk about the ones that are interesting to me right now.
Because a complex application should have a very, very big resource state diagram, huge diagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is this become from my experience. So my state diagram can be drawn 6,000 or 8,000 pixels, and then I found that there's no memory.
Yes. Right? Yes.
And then no memory. It's too big. And then I had the idea. No, this should not be this should not be a PNG. This should be the SVG, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh, SVG, wait. SVG can have a hyperlink.
Yes.
I got the idea from the hyperlink like that.
So that's how you got to the process of using doc files and everything? Yeah. Really? Okay, it's fascinating. It's very good. I love this.
Everything that started from the out of memory error.
Yes. That's a good story.
Because SVG can have a hyperlink, but I don't see any example before.
Yeah.
Not so much, just the ability I knew that, but I just totally forgot that. And this is very good. Yeah.
I like it. Now, I was thinking on this tagging for utilities, right? So what I started doing was when I was generating for the unified utility, I was generating OpenAPI and RAML
Async
API. So I wanted to mark some of the elements, like how to include them, right?
Yeah.
So it's I started adding tags to help my tool.
Yeah.
Right? So so that was another way that I was thinking about using tags. So in a way, it's similar to your idea about adding views. Like this is the OpenAPI view of the ALPS document.
Right.
So I think there are going to be some good values there. And that does really now that you've reminded me that there should be a link to the definition, right?
Mm-mm.
A link to the tag definition.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
You can also, I can see like, I will go ahead and define all the tags for my unified utility,
mm-hmm-mm.
right? Document them.
Right.
And then people who want to use the unified utility know that they're there. Or we create some other very important shared elements, right? So I think there's some really good ideas now that you've mentioned it. You're sort of creating, this is a little bit like, it's not the same, but it's a little bit like, you know how you talked about schema for a domain?
Yeah.
It's a little bit like that. So like these are all the tags for OpenAPI or all the tags for RAML or all the tags for GraphQL. So this will be interesting.
Right.
I think there's some good value here. That's very good. Okay. All right. Okay. One of the things that I will mention on my tool, on the unified tool, is I'm getting some great feedback from the Protobuf group on how to improve.
Really? Wow.
Yes. Which is very nice. One of the things I'm concerned about is, and he's not here, Martin Mueller had kind of recreated a lot of the stuff in unified for his tool. For the AWS SDK.
All right.
And I think we probably both need to be working on one library.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I make some changes to improve the protobuf, he's now stuck having to duplicate them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I think we're getting to the point where we may need to do that. But I need to talk to Martin directly on that project. Mm-hmm. And then that reminds me of the other one that Mark Foster always wanted to work on, and that is the mapping or the binding rules. So mapping to OpenAPI and mapping to HTML
right,
for our runtimes. So I think there's more work in this area. I think now that we're getting a rich enough document that it has things like tags and content type and other, you know, def and so on and so forth.
Right.
We're ready to now talk about standardizing the way we convert ALPS into RAML or ALPS into GraphQL.
And
write that up. So I think this year, that probably will be one of the things I focus on, is writing these bindings as well. Mm-hmm. So that's a thing that's going to be important, I think, going forward. And that means, I think there's some similar things in terms of sort of binding to dot files or something, right? Like the way you use the ALPS document, it probably other people may be very interested, right, in how you do your state diagramming. Mm-hmm. So there may be some value in creating, whether it's a tag file or a binding document mm-hmm. or something. We'll have to mm-hmm. explore that to standardize.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's one of the things on my list. I'm going to go ahead and just add this here, I think. And that mm-hmm. is
binding. So I think you are focusing more about the tools.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
Then so I have more focus about the more like, how can I say, like more modelings or more domain modeling.
Yeah, so focusing on the models, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I think ARPS is like in your book, it's like defining the problem, not
yes.
solution. So I had more and more ideas about how ARPS can fit the defining the models, defining the application, the RESTful application.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, and tag is just one idea, right? But so the approaching the how to we better to think more about how ARPS can work for the modeling, that define the model, define the each problem. Yes.
Mm. Yeah, I think we definitely have lots of opportunity.
Yes.
To focus on tooling, focus on modeling.
Right.
Yeah. Focus on just, you know, describing the problem, right? Mm-hmm. You know, alone. So I think there's lots of good opportunity there. There's one more mm-hmm. thing I'll mention, and that is originally when Leonard and I first started talking about ALPS for this book, for the APIs book, we thought of it only as a client-side runtime. So we would map to HTML and map to collection JSON and map to Uber and map to JSON-LD. We didn't think about models. We didn't think about service descriptions like mm-hmm. OpenAPI. Mm-hmm. So one of the other things that I think probably this year, maybe later this year, is I want to go back to thinking about the client side. Mm-hmm. Of how we use it. And especially now that we have tags and some other things, mm-hmm. I think we're actually in better shape to start talking about how to use it for client applications, for the client formats like HTML and collection JSON. So I think that's so another project.
Yeah, you've started a very, very narrow use case.
Yeah, we started, so we tried to do two things. We started very narrow, so we had an application in mind.
Yeah.
But we also started very minimal for the specification.
Yeah.
Very minimal. Right. Ah. So originally there was only ALPS, descriptor. I think that was it. Maybe we had link. I don't think we had link originally, right? There was just ALPS and descriptor. And we had maybe six properties of a descriptor. Right. We had ID and then we had to add name and like it was very small. We had no return. Stuff like this. So we wanted to allow it to grow over time. And I think that's one of the things that's happened. I'm very happy with the way it was able to grow, even though it wasn't exactly what Leonard and I thought of in the beginning, it was mm-hmm. still useful to someone like you, to someone mm-hmm. like Philip. So I'm kind of pleased with that. This has been a really important learning experience for me. You have taught me a great deal in Philip has taught me a great deal about how these work, and Stephen is too. So I'm very pleased with that.
Right.
So I'm actually very excited. So let's do a quick review. I'm going to make some changes to the spec based on what we talked about. This idea of an example for content type, and then providing a link on tags and the direction on tags. Hopefully you and Stephen can get together. I will send you Stephen's email.
Yep.
I'll post to the list about the Wikipedia page and see if someone wants to volunteer.
Yep.
If no one volunteers, I might try something, but I'm not very good at this. I need to look at your translating your blog post, I promise.
Yeah.
I started it. I have the markdown. I appreciate you sending it to me. And I'll also tag the idea of writing another general blog post the way you mentioned.
Yes.
And then I'll be curious to see how your RestBox project starts to unfold.
What's that?
Your RestBox. You're going to maybe start using tag to create
some new
features, right?
Yeah.
And I will talk to Martin about the Unified. And hopefully Stephen can show us the Markdown version he created. I worked with him just for a few hours over the weekend, and he has a very he has a very creative system for writing these up. So I'll be curious to see how it works.
Yeah.
And then we have lots for the future.
Yeah.
Right?
All right.
Okay, sir. Anything else?
Yes, I have, but maybe next time.
Okay. Maybe next time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, because it's, we've used up our hour. You have lots of ideas.
Yeah, a lot of ideas. Because okay. For the arts, yes. A lot of ideas.
All right. So let's make sure we do that next time, okay? Because you and I talked for a while. We didn't really do our meeting the way we should.
Yeah.
We have had more time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Great to talk with you.
Yeah,
stay
great.
Safe. Yeah. Stay very safe, okay? And then we'll talk next week.
Yeah. It's a very exciting 1 hour.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Arigato.
Okay, arigato. Bye-bye.